Hey, if you want to be luckier in life, then this might be the episode for you. Sit down, settle in, and let's get going. Hey, Bo Schwade here, the man with the whip, and your host with Powerful Action Principles for Success, the podcast where we don't fool around. No fluff, no filler. We just get right into the subject. And today's subject is on how to be lucky. Yes, how to be a lucky person. We've all seen those kind of people in our life. The one that just seems to always get the luck, always seems to get the break. Things just seem to come to them. Well, you're going to find out in a minute here that there is a reason why, in most cases, that happens. And the first thing, in my experience, one of the most important ingredients to filling your life with good luck is clarity. And when I say clarity, I mean you must be clear on your destination. And much of that, if not all of it, is having goals. To put it simply, when you are clear about what you want in life, you're much more likely to get it. You're much more likely to be lucky. Luck attracts itself to people moving into that direction. So if you're just like, if you're going to shoot at a target, if you're going to go target shooting, you must first see the target clearly. There's no way you can even begin to target shoot unless you see that target off out in the distance. You have to do that same thing. You have to get that same clarity with your goals and your destinations. And before you can arrive at that destination, you must first have one. You must see it in your mind. You must see it out there, visualizing it. And you've heard me talk about this in other episodes. As a matter of fact, I made an episode on, the title is Cementing Your Goals Into Your Mind. How to just burn your goals into your mind. If you haven't heard that one, I highly recommend that you get over and listen to it after you're done with this one. And this, I know this seems so obvious that it just seems simple-minded. Yet, how often do we rush into activities, relationships, or projects, wasting months, if not years, without first investing in just a few minutes to ask ourselves, why am I doing this? What is my goal here? What outcome do I hope to experience? You'll be so much luckier in life if you define and then picture your successful outcome before you actually plunge into it. If you can visualize it, if you can get clear on it, you're much more likely to get lucky. And not only apply this clarity to your life goals, you want to apply it in every major activity, down to daily activities. Devote a few moments to clarify and clearly see your objectives that you're going to do that day. And when you're crystal clear about what you want, then envision succeeding vividly and repeatedly. What that does is it kicks in the law of attraction. Now, my beliefs on the law of attraction are maybe a little bit different than what you might typically hear. I'm not much for just, if you think it, it's going to come to you. All you have to do is sit around and think, and opportunities and luck will come to you. I don't believe that. I think you have to take action. You get the clarity on those goals, then you take, and you've heard me talk so much about this, the first step, and you must be taking action, persistent action toward those goals or those things that you want that day. And all that put together, the broadcasting of the thoughts, the clarity that gets you moving into the right direction, it all kicks in the power of attraction. And luck just starts coming to you. It's just the way it works. And on top of that, there's another key component to get the law of attraction kicking in is persistence. You gotta make persistence your life mantra. President Calvin Coolidge said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Nothing. Not even talent. Nothing is more common than an unsuccessful man with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost, it's almost a proverb. How about education? No, it won't do it. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Like I said earlier, we all know those people that are always lucky. And in most cases, there's a reason. They've created their luck by never giving up. They're ever persistent and determined. They don't just give it one try and quit. They don't just give it two tries and quit. They don't know what quit means. They're persistent. They're determined. And I believe most, if not all, the successful people I know live by this principle. The harder I work and the more persistent I am, the more luck I attract. And the same thing will happen for you. So be persistent. Well, actually, let me back up. Get the clarity on what you want in your life. Vividly imagine it. Take the time to really see it out there. And then remember, in the cementing goals, you can even find images that you can put on your computer and visualize and burn that into your mind. And then most of all, be persistent. Keep moving forward. If you do that, luck is going to come your way. I believe it's a law of life. You will be luckier. You'll be amazed. Well, that's it. I'm Bo Schwade, the man with the whip. Make sure you subscribe so you get a notification when the next episode comes out. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you give me a rating. Man, I sure would appreciate it. And until then, love you, mean it. See ya.